At the advent of early photography, one would sit for a full 45 minutes to have a portrait taken. Try sitting for more than 5 hours in the first days of the perm. Yes, the permanent wave. This year it celebrates its 100th anniversary.
German hairdresser Karl Nessler had a loving wife, loving enough to be his guinea pig for the first ever perm. Nessler applied sodium hydroxide to his wife's hair and wrapped it in heated brass rods connected to a chandelier. As the story goes, his wife survived a burnt scalp and burned hair before they got it right.
This procedure developed into the so-called machine perm. Of course, perms have changed since then. There was the home perm and the cold perm, and then came the 1980s. Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on, curly-headed celebrities like Kylie Minogue and Peter Frampton made the perm the hairstyle of the decade, for women and for men.
I call it the poodle look, which is maybe not very flattering.
Debbie Swank is an instructor at the Fort Worth Beauty School in Texas, and she'd like you to know that there is more to perms than the poodle look. Swank is fond of saying that hairdressers are only limited by their creativity.
You can wrap the hair around chopsticks, popsicle sticks, and then apply your solution, apply your neutralizer, because the hair is going to take the shape of whatever tool you have put it on. If you were to wrap the hair onto popsicle sticks, for example, you would have more of a zigzag curl.
And even if in 2006 perms are not the most fashionable hairstyle, Swank says hairdressers will still happily provide them.
All hairdressers get really excited when they're asked to do a perm because that means money. Many times when people walk into a salon and they smell that horrible smell and they say, "What is that?" I tell them that's the smell of money.
Debbie Swank, instructor at the Fort Worth Beauty School, carrying on the proud tradition of the permanent wave begun by hairdresser Karl Nessler 100 years ago.